Because if nothing else, that video clip showed certainly me something. That Mary knew Jesus. Yes, she loved him. No question about that. But that love came out of a personal relationship with Jesus. She knew him. How do we know that when we read the scriptures? Luke 8, chapter 2, talks about Jesus driving out seven demons from Mary Magdalene. Let's stop there for a moment. What was Mary like when she had those demons living in her? It must have been terrible. And Jesus drove them out. What happened to her life? Utterly transformed, freed of those demons. So she knew Jesus from that loving act. But Scripture carries on to tell us she became a faithful follower of Jesus. So much so that she contributed personally, financially, and through service in supporting Jesus and his disciples. Would she have got to know him in all of those times that she spent with Jesus and the disciples? Yes. So much so, there's something very interesting. At Jesus' crucifixion, who is at the foot of the cross literally watching him die? Mary. She didn't abandon him as many of the others did. Why? Whew. Because she loved him. She knew him. Let's just add a little to that. Jesus teaching about the vine and the branches. Do you remember what he said? No greater love can one show than this, to lay one's life down for one's friend. What had Jesus just done? Laid down his life for his friends. And she was one of those. She was part and parcel of that whole journey. So she knew Jesus and loved Jesus. And that certainly came out in that video clip for me. So the question for you and for me this morning is very simply, do you know Jesus? Not do you know about Jesus? Do you know Jesus? Do you have an intimate relationship, a loving relationship with him? So far, that has been to lay the foundation for this morning's message. So let's call that a theme introduction. So we'll now move a little beyond that and look at somebody else in the Bible who really desired to have that knowledge, that knowing Jesus in their life. And that is Paul. And Paul wrote to the Philippians, and I'm going to read this passage to you, and it's chapter 3, verses 7 to 11. And I'm going to emphasize certain words. And I'm sure you'll find out as the message goes on why I'm doing that. So Philippians chapter 3, verses 7 to 11. But whatever was to my profit, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. What is more, I consider everything a loss compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them rubbish that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which comes through faith in Christ, the righteousness that comes from God and is by faith. Now I've underlined these words to emphasize them within this passage. These are Paul's words. I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of sharing in his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, and so somehow to attain to the resurrection from the dead. Did you hear what Paul was saying? His heart's desire is to know Jesus. Full stop, actually. Because the rest flows out of knowing Jesus. It's when we're in that loving relationship with God that all that power of the resurrection works in us to transform us more into the likeness of Jesus. And that's God's plan for us. So that's what we're going to tease out a little this morning. What does Paul actually mean by saying he wants to know Jesus? Well, let's look firstly at Jesus himself. If you recall John chapter 17, sorry. John chapter 17, it's Jesus' longest prayer in the Bible. And it's where he comes before his Father, where he prays for himself, then for his disciples, and then for all, which includes us, all who will ever come to know Jesus through the teaching and the sharing of the good news. So listen to Jesus' words. Remember, we're talking about knowing him. Now this is eternal life, that they, that's us, may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have said. These are Jesus' words. So Jesus wants us to know the Father and to know him. That's his prayer to his Father. That we have a loving relationship with our Father through Jesus. Later in the same prayer, Jesus says this to his Father. My prayer is not for them alone. I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message, that all of them may be one. Father, just as you are in me and I am in you, listen to these words. May they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. I have given them the glory that you gave me, that they may be one as we are one. I in them, and you in me. Just stop there for a moment. What is Jesus saying? He's saying, Father, my relationship with you is a perfect relationship. It's all love, and it's perfect in unity. Does Jesus know the Father? Yes, intimately. Does the Father know Jesus? Yes. And what is Jesus praying? That we come into that relationship so that we know Jesus intimately and through him we know the Father intimately. That's his call for you and I this morning as we celebrate Easter and our risen Lord. Jesus reminds us, I've prayed to the Father for you that you may have an intimate relationship with me and with the Father. That is powerful. That's God's word, and that's truth. So now we get back to Paul. What does Paul pray? He's praying for the Philippians, that they may know Jesus and his resurrection power. What does that mean? Well, knowing Jesus comes through spending time with him. What did we learn a bit earlier about Mary? She was delivered of the demons. She traveled with Jesus, supporting his ministry, being at his feet and his teaching. She was at the cross when he died. She was the first one at the tomb. Remember, it says it was still dark, getting light. So while Jerusalem was still sleeping, Mary was running to make sure Jesus was fine, thinking that his body would still be in the tomb. See, that speaks of somebody who knows Jesus. She knew him by spending time with him. We can do the same as we read the Bible under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Jesus comes alive, as it were, and speaks to us through the Word. Why? Because it's the very thing we're celebrating today. He is our risen Lord. He is alive. And He's alive in us through the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. Our God is incredible how He's put this plan in place for us to be in an intimate relationship with Him. But there's something interesting. When Paul says to know Jesus, he goes on to say, and His resurrection power. That's part of the same prayer that he's having. Know Jesus and know the power of His resurrection. So what's involved in that power of the resurrection? Well, there are a few things. Firstly, we go back to who were you before you met Jesus, before you became a Christian? Perhaps you are like me, carrying the weight and the burden of sin on my back. Until I was born again, and God said, I'm taking that load of sin away from you. Christ died for your sins. You're now free. Are you free? See, that's the first aspect of the power of the resurrection. Is that forgiveness of sins. But it doesn't stop there. This power at work in our lives gives us the ability to conquer sin. It's not only about God taking our sins away, it's about us living in a way in which we can say no to sin. Think about that for a moment. We've been given that power. Can you remember Jesus and His temptation in the desert? As Satan tempted Him, what did He do? Well, He quoted Scripture and He said, no. Now, God lives in us by the Holy Spirit, and that resurrection power is the power that gives us, or enables us to say no to things that the world tries to entice us to be involved in, or the enemy calls us away from the Lord. He's given us the power to say no. That's the resurrection power. But it goes further. There's so much scripture talking about us being transformed into the likeness of Jesus Christ. What does that mean? You ever thought about one day in heaven, wherever that may be, where Jesus meets His bride? Think about that for a moment. What does His bride look like? What is she like? She is pure, blameless, spotless, beautiful in His eyes. Let me ask you the question. Who is His bride? We are part of His bride, His church. And He is working in His church. That means in you and in me to make us this beautiful bride. How is that happening? Does that just happen? No, it doesn't. That's the power of the resurrection, the power of the Holy Spirit in us, transforming us more and more into the likeness of Jesus. That's the power of the resurrection at work in our lives. And finally, is it just about us being freed of our sins and being able to conquer sin in our lives? And being transformed into His likeness? No, there's another part to that. God's purpose and plan is for us to share that with the world, to impact the world with that good news. So the scriptures say that we are all ambassadors or agents for Jesus. And He sends us out into the world to say, go and change the world. You can't change the world, but I can change the world through you. That's what God's Word says. So this resurrection power, this power that is working in our lives, the same power that raised Jesus to new life, is utterly amazing. It changes us and our sphere of influence. Do you know that we carry the light and the love and the power of the Holy Spirit in us? We do. Do you know how I know that? Because the Bible says so. And the Bible is truth. I may not feel it, but the Holy Spirit's in me, and He's at work, and so is He in your lives, transforming you more into the likeness of Jesus. But you have within you that power, the resurrection power, to make a difference in the world, to impact other people's lives with the power of His love. That's this morning's message. That's why we should be celebrating our risen Lord, because through His resurrection, we are utterly and completely changed. We are given the opportunity to put the old self aside and to put on the new self, and to walk in the light and the love and the power of Jesus Christ. So as I finish this morning, a question. Do you know Jesus? And again, I'm not asking, do you know about Jesus? Do you know Jesus? Because my prayer is that we will all be something like Mary. We will be listening for Him as He speaks a name. Your name, my name. And we will respond just like Mary did. Her response was utterly amazing. Because she'd seen the gardener, heard him speak, didn't realize until he said her name. That was the trigger. So when Jesus says your name, how are you going to respond? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this wonderful day in which we can celebrate the risen Lord. And Lord, I pray for all of us here this morning. For those who know you already, Lord Jesus, who've been born again by your Spirit, I pray that each and every one of those people will draw nearer and nearer to you and will come to know you intimately. But Lord, for some who may not know you at all this morning, I pray that you would speak their name and that they would hear you calling them and respond to your loving call. That they too will come to that place of celebration, knowing that you, the risen Lord, have given them salvation, and that that resurrection power is at work in their lives as well. To you be all the praise, the honor, and glory, God our Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.